You may have heard or read about Philomena Tripp before, but her story is worth talking about again and again. It's an inspiration to others living with disabilities and really to anyone she's come in contact with. Philomena was born in October 1955 in the Azores with two underdeveloped arms and one underdeveloped leg. Her amazing story was detailed in a book titled Invisible Courage, a book she wrote. The word quitting is not part of her vocabulary. Never has been. Philomena joins us today to talk about her life and her book. Philomena, welcome. Good to see you again.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
How long have you been in the U.S.?
Since 1968. Yes.
Okay.
I came here, I was 12.
12 years old. And she is now retired, but she has spent her life as an adult working South Coast Center for Independent Living in Fall River.
Yeah, Southeastern Center.
Center, okay. And then after retirement, she is working part-time as a telemarketer?
Yeah, RSC Electrolux.
Okay. When you remember, what do you remember really about your early years on San Miguel?
Mm-hmm.
And coming here as a teenager?
Well, it was not a good sight, me living in St. Michael, the mm-hmm. way I remember.
Yeah.
And like you said, I was born physical disabled. And so I couldn't do things because I didn't even have a wheelchair, all that. Yeah. But I always had something in my mind, my brain, that I wanted to overcome things. I tried to learn how to fed myself, because now my mother, they didn't have experience with dealing with disabled people, of course yeah. not. So I learned everything by myself. Yeah. But little by little, because I'm very observant. I like to check, to see what they're doing. And I was very observant, so when I was doing things, yeah.
Did you attend school in those years?
No, not in St. Michael, because when I turned 7, my parents was told from the principal in the school
yeah.
that I couldn't go because there would be problems for the other kids. So my parents had to sign the paper not to go to school.
So that was in the early 60s, and I don't think
mm-hmm.
I mean the world at that point wasn't ready.
No,
either the Azores or Portugal, even the United States, believe me,
yeah.
wasn't ready to accept people with disabilities in a public school setting.
Right.
However, so you kept your observant self, learning
yeah.
what you could.
So when I was like, I would say 9, mm-hmm. I think it was 9 or 8, my parents in the summer, they used to have like a school, we paid the school, like people knew was good to educate people. Mm-hmm. They used to have a summer. So my parents, my father wanted me to go. So I even went by myself because it was next door to us. The way I used to walk, it was on the ground, like with my butt. And I used to go all the way down there to the school. And I was so excited. That's how I learned. It's not a school, it was a house, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I learned how to do the alphabetic, writing my name. And I learned some, but I didn't learn completely Portuguese, yeah. you know.
You came to the United States when you were 12 years old or so.
Mm-hmm.
What happened then educationally?
Okay. What happened was they found out, I guess, somewhere that I was around in Massachusetts and New Bedford. The government sent a person to evaluate me, and they would say that I was going to have school. But it wasn't out, the public school. I could have a tutor at home twice a week,
mm-hmm.
and I would learn English, and I would learn how to write English, all that. And so that's how I did until I was 22. Then 22, my teacher said, Philomena, the government doesn't pay anymore people coming here to teach you because you're adult. So it's a shame. I wish you could finish your grades, your high school. And he said, you could go to night school. That was in New Bedford High. And I said, no, I can't. I never deal with people, you know. And I didn't have my power wheelchair, so I'm lost when I don't have this because I cannot reel myself with the other wheelchair. And he said, well, we'll do arrangements. So he got involved with Mass Rehab. So we interviewed, we went to there, and they said that would be great if I could go. I'll be honest with you, I tried. I went. Mm-hmm. I went for a couple of months. But then I'm too, how can I say, I like people to help me, but I'm a very independent person. And they had to change rooms, the classes. I had to wait for somebody to push me around and to bring me to the room. I didn't like it. I said, I can't take this because they could forget me or something. The janitor used to bring me down to the transfer station because I wasn't dry. So I left. I told them I didn't want it, so okay. But they kept haunting me. Not haunting me. I appreciate what they've done, you know. Sure. So you should go. 1978, I got my power wheelchair. Mm-hmm. So I went back to school, and I graduated from New Bedford High at night school 1981.
What about the societal changes? What about, I mean, you admit it was difficult.
Yep.
And there were people, I'm sure, who didn't accept you easily.
No, especially, no.
Yeah. Especially some kids.
Yes. Yeah. I couldn't even go at home. I mean, it's St. Michael. I had a windows, you know, we used to go to the windows, whatever. I couldn't go certain times because the kids coming from home, from school, they used to call me all kinds of names, cripple, all that. Well, they called what I was, but nobody likes to hear. That hurt. I cry so much all the time. Yeah. I was very, very, what can I put? Very not accepting what I was. I hated. I didn't want to. Because I looked at my family, they all, my brothers and sisters, you know. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you.
So there have been times in your life where you were discouraged.
Oh, definitely. And yes. I couldn't accept what I was.
Ready to give up?
No, not really. I always fought, but deep down, I couldn't stand it to see everybody doing things, and I could. Of course, I was 12, 9 years old. I had a feelings like a little kid, you know.
Sure.
Wanted to play, you know. I used to play, you know, things, but not the way they did. But I was very discouraged, yes.
What did you do to snap out of it? When did things change for you?
Okay. I moved. I got my car, my van.
Yeah.
I goes again. Negative people said I would never drive. Yeah. Well, when did... You're know
still
me.
Driving.
Yeah, you know me. But when people tell me I cannot do, I will do whatever I can to prove it. Not to prove to them, to prove to me.
Yeah.
So I drove. I mean, 1981, I got my license. I graduated, and I got my license. And so my first time I went to take my license, I mean, learning how to drive,
yeah.
It was in Braintree Hospital in Boston, around Boston.
Yeah.
And when I took my license, I went, my sister drove me there with my mother, and I passed. I was like, I was that was thrilled to me, something I did great, you know,
yep.
High school and now my license. Okay, that's growing. I'm achieving things. That's my goal.
You're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guest is Philomena Tripp. Born in the Azores with underdeveloped arms and one leg, and she built a remarkable life for herself here in the South Coast, working with others with disabilities, urging them to keep moving forward. She has also written a book entitled Invisible Courage. We'll get to the book in just a moment. How important has faith been in your life? What's it given you?
It's my life. Because 1989, I lost my first husband. Mm-hmm. We got married. It goes again negative. They couldn't, whatever. And he died after 7 years we were married. That broke my heart because he loved me. He was like he was older than me. But we love each other. I loved them the way I knew what, you know. So he died. I went through a big depression. And nobody could take me out of that depression. And I know if you read the book, I was an alcoholic. I turned to drink. But then, it goes back to my faith. I got a call, and somebody said if I wanted a Bible study. And I said, yeah. So I started going to church, and I've been the only one in my life right now. I mean, I have my husband, and I love him very much, but the love for Jesus, nobody can take it away from me. My faith brought me to love me, to accept where I was, because I was living, but I wasn't living. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Why did you want to write a book? I mean, it's a remarkable book. Why did you want to do that?
I always wanted to write a book. Even when I became in the Christian area, I told my pastor I would love to write a book. But then finally I found somebody could help me. Mm-hmm. And it was 2017. We wrote a book. I wrote my book. It took me a year. And I wanted to write that book to show for people never to give up and never to listen to negative people. Because negative people, they don't know what they're talking about, number one, because they don't go through what we go through. I want just one word to encourage somebody to live their own life, never to give up in life. It doesn't matter if it's disabled or anybody, because we all have issues. But it's not worth it to give up life.
Well, you've done a lot of interesting things in your life. I'm not going to ask you all of them.
Okay.
But I want to talk to you about skydiving, which is on the cover of your book.
Yes.
Invisible Courage.
Yeah.
Who talked into that? Or maybe nobody did.
Philomena.
Philomena did.
Philomena's always thinking about things. When I was going to turn 50, my husband asked me, what do you want for your birthday? And I said, if I tell you, you will never believe. So I said, I want to do skydiving. But I didn't know where to go for people that does. But I kept calling people. I kept going on the computer. And I went all over. And nobody wanted to help me. Then, see, I never give up. I don't. So I called. I said, oh, Lebanon and the Lebanon, Maine, between the board.
Yep.
They have a place for people with disability to do skydive. So I called them. He said, oh, yeah, no problem. Come down. We can do it. I said, that's not right. That's not the truth because everybody has their own disability. So we went there. And he said, yeah, that's what I was very disappointed and I didn't do in my birthday because I went too late.
Yeah.
But I did when I turned 51. Yeah.
All right.
And it was I loved it.
Yeah, it's quite a day. All right. So, skydiving. How can people purchase the book, Philomena?
they can go to my website. Mm-hmm. It's philomenatrip.com. That's my, and they can go to Amazon, and they can go to, that's Amazon and...
And your website.
And they can call me, because I have the book at home.
All right, the book is titled Invisible Courage.
Yeah.
It's a story of your life.
That's right.
Where you are now. Okay. What message, Philomena, do you want to leave with our listeners today? What is the thing you'd like to share with them the most?
Never give up. And whatever you go through, depression or alcoholic mm-hmm. or drugs, you're still a human. It's a sickness. We need to go overcome and get a hold of something in your life. For me, it was faith. For me, it was Jesus. But I cannot impress to everybody that. But without God, we can do nothing. To me.
All right. It's a remarkable story. It's a remarkable book. And thank you for coming in and sharing your time with
thank
us.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right.
And if it helps anybody, I'm glad to do it.
My guest has been Philomena Tripp, author, and really a living inspiration, I think, to you don't have to be disabled to listen to what this woman says and feel that you can change your life.
Yes, we can.
She did it, and many of us can do it.
Anything is possible.
All right. You've spent much of her life working with people with developmental and physical disabilities. She is an inspiration to all of us, and again, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Next on Town Square Sunday, some good news for the future of the Dartmouth Cultural Center. More to come in just a moment.